Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, you are about to listen Spiritual Discourse. The title is Lord Shiva, The Essence of Bhagavad Gita, Part 14, presented by Sri Karthik Ramachandran. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Vyasa also goes on to say Vedat Sangopanishadaha. In the last chapter of the Drona Parvam, Mahabharatam, he says, you know, he goes on to say, and then he himself at one point he says to Arjuna, Vedak Sangopanishadaha Purana Dhyatma Nishchayaha Yadatra Paramam Guhyam Savai Devo Maheshwaraha. Whatever that is highly mysterious in the Puranas, Upapuranas, Smritis, Itihasas, Vedas, Upanishads, whatever that is highly mysterious, Yadatra Paramam Guhyam, the highest secret, Guhyam means secret, Savai Devo Maheshwaraha, it refers to only Devadi Deva Maheshwara Samba Shiva, O Arjuna. Even if I have to recount about the glories of Lord Shiva for thousands and thousands of years, I wouldn't be able to complete, because there are so much glories of Lord Shiva. Even Vishnu or Brahma cannot understand Lord Shiva. So how can I? So Vyasa says that to Arjuna, Vedak Sangopanishadaha. So all these things should be connected. As I said in the beginning of this Gita Jayanti class, the 700 verses is present as a part of Mahabharata, which contains 125,000 verses. It's like, you know, if you try to extract, a 50 chapter book is there, and then you try to read the chapters from 28 to 30, it wouldn't make sense. You would not be able to, you know, conclude what is the essence of the book. When you read everything, you will know. So like that, you will have to read the entire Mahabharata to understand how this Bhagavad Gita actually glorifies Lord Shiva, and also the Puranas and Upapuranas. Very, very important. It's like taking the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, 700 verses out of Bhishma Parama and trying to understand will not make sense. Reading it as a whole will make sense and make you come to the understanding that Shiva is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And then just like I'll be answering some of the objections that have been raised, and then we'll be coming to a close. We'll be looking at the takeaway points, and then from tomorrow onwards I'll be continuing the Shiva Leela. I'll come to that. So Bhagavad Gita 1865, where actually it says, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhya Jimam Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Satyamte Pratijane Priyosime. So this actually, it Krishna talks from the Antaryami Bhavam. As we saw, Paramhi Brahma Katitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. I was in yogic union with the Supreme Reality. I was in yogic union. Now if you ask me to repeat Bhagavad Gita, I cannot. Krishna says that to Arjuna in Ashwamedha Parvam, 16th chapter. So, it refers to the Antaratma. So, Man Mana Bhav Madbhakto. So, think of me means think of Lord Shiva. That's what the Upanishads also say. Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yoga Davaihi. Become Shiva Bhakta and worship Lord Shiva and offer your prostrations to Lord Shiva, and thus you will attain Mahadeva without fail. Because Krishna is speaking from the Antaratma Bhava. We saw that. Yoga Yuktena. And then, the famous verse, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tva Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mahashuchaha. This is told by Lord Shiva to Rama in the 14th chapter, 43rd verse in Shiva Gita. Just casting aside everything, just surrender to me, Mamekam. Shiva Eko Dhyayaha. Tatpara Atparato Ishas Tanme Mana Shiva Sankalpamastu Umasahayam Parameshwaram Prabham Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam. That personality who is described as golden, five-faced, ten-handed, having Mata Parashakti on his left lap, who is three-eyed, who is having the Chandra on his forehead, and also who is Neelakanta, who is blue-throated, who is the lord of all the Pashus, who is the ultimate controller, who doesn't have any controller beyond him, who is wearing the skin of Narasimha as his garment, who is, you know, always dwells in the, you know, the Mahakailasha or Parakailasha, that personality alone is the object of meditation. These are some of the features that Vedas itself describe. So, Lord Shiva says that to Rama, Sarvadharman Parityajya, casting aside everything, just surrender unto me. Shiva Ek, do perform Shiva Ekodhyayaha. And then as told in the Atharvashika Upanishad, Aham Tva Sarva Papebhyo, I'll relieve you from all the sins and give you moksha. And the same comes in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter 66th verse, again told by Lord Shiva through Krishna to Arjuna. Speaker is actually Lord Shiva. And also the Tatparyam is Mahadeva. Interestingly, that same verse comes in Ishvara Gita also. Mahadeva says, 11th chapter, 81st to the 82nd verse. Lord Shiva says to the sages, Chetasa, but with a slight modification. But the, you know, the meaning is the same. Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha nirashir nirmamo bhutva mamekam sharanam brajet. Just surrender to me to get rid of all the karma. To get rid of all the karma, you have to surrender to me. One who is bound by karma cannot liberate you. One who is karma free only can liberate you. One who is beyond the three modes of material nature, one who is beyond papa punya, one who is beyond karma, anava and mala, one who is shuddha sattva only can liberate you. And that is Lord Shiva, according to the Vedas and Upanishads. So that's what is told in the 81st chapter of the 81st verse of the 11th chapter Ishvara Gita. Mamekam Sharanam Braja, Lord Shiva says. And then Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 5th verse, in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 8th verse, there is a phrase called Pashyame Yogam Aishwaram. So yoga, he is already in yogic union with Paramashiva, as told in Ashwamedha Parvam Param, he Brahma Katitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. So here it says Yogam Aishwaram. You know, through the yogic union, I will show you the divine form of Ishvara. That's what it means here. Because Aishwaryam, Aishwaram, comes from the root word Ishvara, the controller. And how we saw in the beginning, last class on Sunday, we saw how Ishvara, Maheshwara, Parameshwara, Mahadeva, all these epithets are used in the Upanishads specifically for Lord Shiva. Highlighting only Mahadeva. And even Ishvara, Parameshwara, Maheshwara comes in Bhagavad Gita also, referring to Lord Shiva only. So whenever Krishna says Aham or Mam, it refers to the Antaratma. It doesn't refer to Vishnu Krishna. It doesn't refer to the Vishnu or Krishna. It refers to Lord Shiva, who is the Antaratma. Because he is speaking in yogic union with Paramashiva. And then here, another, I think there are like... Two more things. So, Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 19th verse. So, this was asked by many people. And there is another thing also, objection. So, two more things only and then I'll be closing for the day. So, here it says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanmam prapadyate vasudevaha sarvamiti samahatma su durlabaha. So, here people will be confused. Vasudeva sarvamiti. But here we have to understand it very carefully. Again, we cannot take this one verse and then try to understand everything. On the whole, we saw how Bhagavad Gita is Shiva Swarupam, as told in Padma Purana Uttarakanda, 175th chapter by Narayana to Lakshmi. How Vyasa explains to Arjuna that actually it's Lord Shiva who came to favor you and Krishna in the last chapter of Drona Parvam, Mahabharatam. Ashwamedha Parvam, Krishna himself says in the 16th chapter that I was in yogic union with Maheshwara, Paramhi Brahma Katitam. And that is confirmed by again Kurma Purana, Vyasa to Arjuna in the first canto, 30th chapter, 60th and the 61st verse. Drishtavanasitam Devam Vishvaksham Vishvatomukam. You saw the divine form, divine universal vision. You had the universal vision of Maheshwara, and Hrishikesha came as guru for you to, you know, to show you the divine form of Maheshwara. So Vishnu is guru only. That Guru explains about Shiva Tattva, and that Mahadeva is the Tatparyam of Bhagavad Gita. So, here, Vasudevaha Sarvamiti. So, how to understand this? In general, Vasudeva. So, Vasu generally means the inner spirit or the Antaryami, the soul. Who is the soul of the universe and who is the soul of all the living entities. And Deva is that Lord. So, that if you see in the Upanishads, Hrit Pundarikam Virajam Vishuddham Vichintya Madhye Vishatam Vishokam Achintyam Avyaktam Anantarupam Shivam Prashantam Amritam Brahma Yonim Umasahayam Parameshwaram Prabham Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam Yatva Munurgachati Bhuta Yonim Samastha Saksham Tamasak Parastad. That personality who is with Uma and who is described as Neelakanta and who is three-eyed is actually residing in the heart of all the living entities. So that is one thing. And then Kaila Sashikara Bhasa Himavad Giri Samstitaha Neelakantam Trinetram Cha Tanme Mana Shiva Sankalpamastu. The same features are described in the Shiva Sankalpa Suktam also. Panchabrahma Upanishad. Aspin Brahmapure Veshma Dakaram Yadidam Mune Pundarikam Tu Tanmadye Akasho Dakaro Stitat Sa Shivaha Sachidanandaha Sonveshtabhyo Mamukshubihi Ayam Hridi Stitaha Sakshi Sarvesham Avisheshataha Tenayam Hrithayam Proktaha Shivaha Samsara Mochakaha. That personality who liberates you from all the, you know, from the samsara, from the ocean of samsara, who is actually five-faced and he is residing in the heart of all the living entities. He is residing in the Dharakasha or Hrithayakasha. Devanagum Hrithayebhyo, Rudram says, ninth Anuvakam, it ends by saying, Devanagum Hrithayebhyo Namo. So he is present in the heart of the Devas also, in Brahma and Vishnu, even in the heart of Brahma and Vishnu. And then Narayana Suktam explains how Mahadeva and Mata Parashakti are residing in the heart of Narayana. Padmakosha Pratikashakam Hridayam Chapyadomakam Madonishtyavidasyante Nabhyamuparitishtati Jwalamala Kulambati Vishvasyagatanam Mahat. It goes on to say, and then Hridayam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishvarupam Namamyaham. Mahadeva is present as actually the, in this divine form, Ardhanari form, with three eyes, and also Virupaksha, Vishvarupa, who is all pervading, and then Urdvareta. These are specific epithets for Lord Shiva, which doesn't come for anybody. You know, Krishna Pingalam is used like 50 times in the Puranas for Lord Shiva. It comes in the Valmiki Ramayanam and Mahabharatam for Lord Shiva. Kanishta Krishna Pingalaha Shiva Sakasranamam, 17th chapter of the Anushasana Parvam. Upamanyu says, Kanishta Krishna Pingalaha is one of the names that comes in the Shiva Sakasranama. Again, it comes in another place. So, which refers to Krishna, refers to dark, that is Parashakti Mata, and then Pingala is golden or yellow, that is Mahadeva. So, we have various references for that. So, you know, all these things I said, because Lord Shiva is that Antaratma of even Brahma and Vishnu. Even Devatas like Brahma and Vishnu, Lord Shiva is actually described as the inner soul or the inner spirit, or who is present as the soul of all the living entities, and also who is the soul of the entire universe. So, and we have many, many references. You know, Atharvashiras, Hridi Tvamasi. The Devas say Hridi, Hridi Tvamasi. Oh Mahadeva, you reside in the Hridaya. When they do a stuti to Lord Shiva, Hridi Tvamasi, yo nityam, tisro matraha parastusa. You are eternal and you reside in the Hridaya, tisro matraha parastusa. You are beyond the three states of consciousness. Atharvashika also says this. And then Kaivalya, Shvetashvatara, very often. No, every 3 verses, Lord Shiva is described as residing in the heart of all the living entities. Hrida Hridistam Manasa Abhiklipto Ya Etad Vidiramritaste Bhavanti Angushta Matraha Purushantaratma Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha. No, every 3 verses, he is described as living in the Hridaya of all the living entities. And how Shvetashvatara Upanishad aligns with Lord Shiva only, we have seen that. So, you know, the reason I said that is, here it says Vasudeva. The, you know, it doesn't mean the son of Vasudeva. No, the Krishna's father was named as Vasudeva. So, Vasudeva Sutam iti Vasudevam nahi. So, it doesn't mean the son of Vasudeva. It actually refers to the inner soul who is residing in the heart of all the living entities and who is the soul of the universe. Vishvatmanam Parayanam. And that is Lord Shiva. He is also the Antaratma of Devatas like Brahma and Vishnu. Vishnu also. So that, you know, the Vasudeva refers to that innermost soul. That soul of the all the living entities and the soul of the universe. That Deva who is the soul of the entire universe and the soul of the all the living entities. And that is Lord Shiva. So we have to understand from that sense. And not, you know, cherry pick verses. And then out of context, and then try to understand. From the overall perspective, we have understood how Lord Shiva is the Tatparyam. And we cannot cherry pick these verses and try to, you know, misinterpret. So that's about it. So Vasudeva. And moreover, another thing I wanted to bring up is Sarvamiti, it says, right? So Upanishads, what does it say? Sarvo vai rudrastasmai rudraya namo asto purusho vai rudrasanmaho namo namaha. Sarvo vai rudraha. Sarvo Hyesha Rudraha. Three times it comes in the same Upanishad that Mahadeva is that all-pervasive personality. He is present as everything. Sarvo Vai Rudraha. So that's about it. Okay. So, and then another objection. Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 15th verse. Pashyami devam stava deva dehe sarvam stata bhuti vishesha sangan brahmanamisham kamalasanastam rishimscha sarvan uragamscha divyan. So one important point to be noted here is actually the Shaiva Aradhyas or the Shaiva Acharyas who have commented on Bhagavad Gita like Abhinava Gupta, Nagalinga Garu or Shrikanta Aradhya and also Siddhayappa. Abhinava Gupta and Abhinava Gupta, and there are many other people also who have spoken about this. Shripati Panditaradhya also brings this point in his Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, and the Advaita Acharyas who have commented on this specific verse have not translated that Isham to Lord Shiva. It's only the Vaishnava Acharyas who have translated that Isham to Lord Shiva. Brahmanam Isham. I'll explain that in detail, but I'm just telling in beforehand. So Brahmanam Isham Kamalasanastham. So in order to denigrate Lord Shiva, they have said Brahma and then is sitting on the lotus flower. Kamalasanastham. Kamala means lotus. Sanastham. Asanam. In that lotus actually flower he is sitting. And then he is having also, Lord Shiva is also sitting in the lap of Brahma. This is what actually say, but it doesn't even make sense. We'll see that. Because Mahadeva is actually the shower of Vishwarupa. We saw that. Kurma Puranam, 1st Canto, 30th chapter, 60th and 61st verse, where it says, Drishtavanasi tam devam vishvaksham vishvatomukam pratyakshameva sarvesham rudram sarva jagadgurum jnanam tat aishwaram divyam yatavat viditam tvaya swayameva hrishikeshak pityovacha sanatanah. So you have seen none other than the universal form of Maheshwara with the help of Hrishikesha. And Vishwarupa also, we saw how the epithet Vishwarupam comes only for Lord Shiva in the Vedas and Upanishads. So Mahadeva is the shower of Vishwarupa. So none of the Advaita Acharyas or none of the Shaiva Aradhyas or Acharyas who commented on this verse have translated that Isham to Lord Shiva. It's only the Vaishnava Acharyas who have translated that to Lord Shiva. But, you know, we can understand how, you know, Isham here refers to an adjective. It doesn't refer actually to the personality Mahadeva. We'll be understanding that. So here it says Brahmanam Isham Kamalasanastam Rishimscha Sarvan Uragamscha Divyan. You know, Brahma, that is actually Brahmanam, that refers to Brahma. Isham. Isham is actually an adjective there where it refers to Brahma. Isha means generally Lord. Now Isha you find very often comes in the Upanishads for Lord Shiva. Ishavasyamidakam sarvam. Tat para at parato ishastanme manashiva sankalpamastu. Lord Shiva is the greater than Brahma and Hari. And Lord Shiva is actually has the all the living and non-living entities under his control. Ishavasya Upanishad and Shiva Sankalpa Suktam says, Utamritatvasyeshanaha. Veda para ishova Shiva ekodhyayaha. Atharvashika Upanishad. And then Utamritatvasyeshanaha. Uta amritatvasya ishanaha. He alone is that immortal personified. He is that immortal personality. Purusha Suktam says. Ishanak sarva vidyanam. Ishanak sarva vidyanam. Ishvarak sarva bhutanam. We see that. So how to understand, you know, here. Kamalasanastam. It says the personality is sitting in the lotus flower. No, it can refer only to that. Who is that personality who is sitting in the lotus flower? It can refer to only one personality. There cannot be like two people, you know. And some people have translated like Shiva is sitting in the lap of Brahma, which doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even actually fit the meaning of the Sanskrit verse Brahmanam Isham Kamalasanastam. So that where nowhere it is described Shiva is sitting in the lap of Brahma. It's it's out of bigotry. People have translated like that. So Brahmanam Isham. So it can, that Kamalasanastam, that sitting in the lotus flower can fit only one personality. So there is only one personality who can sit in the lotus flower. So here, Isham, the word, is an adjective that is referring to Brahma. So Brahmanam Isham, Lord Brahmanam, that is Brahma, Isham, that Lord Brahma doesn't refer to Lord Shiva. It refers, it's an adjective referring to Brahma. So Lord Brahma is sitting in the lotus flower. Rishamscha Sarvan, or with all the rishis surrounding him. Uragamscha Divyan, and also the divine serpents. So that's the correct understanding, because it can fit only one person. You know, how can like two people sitting in, you know, and in the Puranas everywhere you see Brahma is only sitting in the lotus flower. So it's actually Lord Brahma sitting in the lotus flower. And I thought of another way of explaining this actually. If you see the Rudrashtakam, many people, I hope they know it. Rudrashtakam written by Tulasidas. Here, there it says, Namamisham Ishanam. It's a glorification of Lord Shiva. So it says, where does it, no, it says, Namamisham Ishanam. Namamisham Ishanam Nirvana Rupam Vibhum Vyapakam Brahma Vedaswarupam Nijam Nirgunam Nirvikalpam Nirekam Chitakasham Akashabasam Bacheham. Says, so the first line, know the first line, Namamisham Ishanam. So Namami, my prostrations, Isham Ishanam. So here we have to understand, Isham is an adjective. It doesn't refer to the personality Lord Shiva. Ishana is that Lord Shiva. Ishana. So Isham, Isham Ishana. Namam Isham Ishana. So Ishana refers to that personality, Ambikapati Parvatipati Parameshwara. So Isham, it Isham comes in between Namam and Ishana. So that Isham is an adjective referring to Lord Shiva. So that's what here it is told as. So it depends on the case. You have to understand, you know, sometimes it can refer to the personality, or sometimes it can refer to that. It can be an adjective to, you know, the neighboring word. So here Isham, Namam Isham Ishana, Isham is an adjective to Ishana. So Isham is actually Lord. My prostrations to Lord Ishana. Ishana is that Ambikapati. So that's why, that's where here it says in Bhagavad Gita 11:15, Brahmanam Isham Kamalasanastam. So within that lotus flower, Kamala Kamalasanastam, Lord Brahma is sitting. That's the thing. So that's about it. So because the Vishwarupam is shown by Lord Shiva only. You know, that doesn't even make sense, you know, when people translate like this. And moreover, Shaiva Acharyas and Advaita Acharyas have not translated that as Lord Shiva. So that's, you know, so that's about it. That's what I wanted to say. And we are closing, coming to close, because these were some of the objections that I wanted to answer. People were asking about it. Yeah, some of the takeaway points, you know, so Gita, Bhagavad Gita, the 700 verses, it's connected only with Lord Shiva. Now, Yoga Maishwaram. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha. That's how the Bhagavad Gita ends. Yogeshwaraha, Yoga Ishwaraha. He is always in the yogic union with Ishwara, Lord Shiva. That's the understanding. So, Paramhi Brahma Katitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya comes, right? So, we have to understand in that way. So, Gita is connected only with Lord Shiva. It has nothing to do with Krishna. Krishna is just an instrument who conveys the message of Lord Shiva. And then, to Arjuna, and then Mahadeva is the shower of Vishwarupam in Bhagavad Gita. And then we saw about the Arudra Darshana Nataraja dance, how to meditate on the divine cosmic dance of Chidambara Nataraja within that flame, Ananta Jyoti. Within that Ananta Jyoti, one should meditate on Chidambara Nataraja. So that's about it. Hope this Gita Jayanti lectures were good, and hope you enjoyed. Everything will be uploaded on YouTube, and tomorrow. So like, I think 2.5 weeks back, I started off with the Shiva Mahapurana Katha, because we just have like 62 days or 61 days for Mahashivaratri. So with that intention, I started off with the Mahashivaratri Katha, and I have already covered Vidyeshwara Samhita in March 2021. One can refer those lectures, and that is uploaded on YouTube during Mahashivaratri 2021. And, you know, since 2022 Mahashivaratri is going to come up, I wanted to take up, you know, Rudra Samhita, which is the second Samhita in Shiva Mahapurana. So one of the, you know, I wish everybody should watch that, you know, those two lectures. It's just 1 hour. It will be, you know, helpful to attend like tomorrow's lecture, I would say. So, you know, one of the reasons is that, usually the Shiva Mahapuranam or whatever that is Shaivam, it's branded as, you know, Tamasikam. But, you know, in that, In this playlist, I would have explained how the how Lord Shiva and Shaiva Puranams are Shuddha Satvikam. There is not even a tinge of tamas in Lord Shiva. There are references where Vaishnava Puranams are described as tamasikam. I would have explained everything in detail. I would have given answered some of the objections raised also in those two. In the first video, in the second video, I would have started the katha. So, you know, people who are interested in attending the daily katha, I would, you know, highly encourage to watch that first video, which is for 35 minutes in this playlist. So that's about it, you know. I remember taking 12 verses in the first chapter creation, first section, first chapter of Rudra Samhita. I remember 12 verses I've taken where the sages were aspiring to know more about Lord Shiva. They were saying like our ears are not, you know, satisfied by hearing the Vidyeshwara Samhita portion. We want to know more about Shiva Leela. You know, how he married Sati, how he married Parvati, how he destroyed Daksha Yajna, and how Skanda was born, and how he destroyed Tarakasura. Please describe all these leelas. Our ears are not satisfied. That's what the sages asked Suta Maharshi. And then he goes on to explain. So we'll be seeing that from tomorrow. And I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra and then we can take up some questions. Om Yada Ksharapada Brishtam Atrahinam Tuyadbhave Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Parameshwara Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Padapada Aksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshwara Aparada Sakasrani Kriyante Harnisham Mayada Sogimiti Mam Matva Kshamasva Parameshwara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Mameva Sharanam Mamadasma Karnya Bhavena Raksharaksha Maheshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mamadasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitambike Samba Shivarpanamastu Shrimati Gauri Sameta Samba Shivarpanamastu Shrimati Gayatri Sameta Samba Shivarpanamastu Karacharanakritam Vakkayajam Karmajam Va Shravananayanajam Va Manasam Va Paratam Vihitam Abhihitam Va Sarvam Etat Kshamasva Jai Jai Karunabde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Cha Parvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Bandhava Shiva Bhaktamscha Swadesho Bhuvanatrayam Samba Shivaya Namaha Samba Shivaya Namaha Samba Shivaya Namaha Har Om Tat Sat.